Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. You are live with Apostle John L. Solomon. That's right. We are back again. I'm the lion among lions, and you are in the lion's den. It's my purpose today to bring you strength. Strength from the Lion's Den is a compelling talk show that discusses life's difficult situation through relevant topics, important issues, and empowerment from a biblical perspective. The Lion's Den will bring you the energy of encouragement, transcendent godly wisdom, the efficacy of knowledge and education, but primarily strength to the weary in life from the sourcehood of our connection with our Savior Jesus Christ. So what I want you to do right now, come on, Lions, roar. Roar for your victory. Roar for your power. Roar for your prosperity. Roar for your deliverance. Come on, you can roar for your joy and roar for your strength. You know what? I'm so excited today, tonight. I got a lion in his own right in here with me. And tonight, we're going to be talking about celebrating living life. Are you too busy to take the time to smell the roses? Smells so good. Are you too busy and deprived of the life fulfilling of taking an afternoon nap? Are you stressed and so on your grind to make it that relationships and little things just aren't that important to you anymore? Do issues, dramas, and problems make it hard for you to enjoy this life you've been given? This final question, ask yourself, are you living the quality of life that you want? If not, my panelists and I tonight are going to talk to you about celebrating life. Now, he's the father of three kids that he loves with all his heart, a family man that believes and acts in putting God first. He's been in ministry since 2005, and he started out-of-the-box ministries 9 years ago and is the presiding overseer. To many people today, put God in a box. Too many people put God in a box, and he's too big for a box. We're all doing away with the four walls and the limitations some people have put on God. And we're taking a real stand for the word of God, just like this man of God. And he's telling everyone near and far that Jesus is the Lord God. Now, if you know this man of God, then you know what it is to have a real friend. The blessed, the powerful, the pontificate, Overseer Terry Oliver. So glad to have you here with me tonight, brother.
Hi, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure to be a part of this. And I'm just excited about Jesus. And I pray that everybody's excited about Jesus.
That's it, brother. Well, I'm going to tell you, when we spoke the other day, you excited me, and I had to tell my producers, look, I got to get this brother in here. I said, I know it's short notice, but he has something to say to people who may be down and out and weary in life. But, hey, before we get started, what I want to know is what is your why, you know, in the sense of what drives and motivates you to be the man that you are, Overseer?
What drives me is that I fell in love with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I fell in love with Jesus. 2005, I really fell in love with Jesus. And I know that he loves me. You know, that's the thing that wakes me up every day. Every day I wake up, it's a blessing. every night that I can lay down and know that my kids are at peace and that you know that they're safe is a blessing. You know, so all of this is that drives me to want to please him more, because the more I love on him, the more he loves me back. So if you just take time out of your busy schedule and just love on Christ just a little bit. And you can just embrace his love back. It just gets you excited. It gets you just want to just love on him ever the more.
My God, brother, I hear the enthusiasm in your voice. My goodness, you are getting me excited, brother. Listen, I want to ask you about your ministry. Now, your ministry is called Out of the Box Ministries. Now, it's not called Ebenezer on the side of the road. It's not called Episcopalian Tabernacle. It's not called First, Second, and Third Church that was never created. But, you know, it's called Out of the Box Ministries. How did that come into being?
Okay, Out of the Box, you know, it's like I was just sitting in church one day, you know, seeing all of these flying cameras and stuff going across the seas, you know, across the ceiling and stuff, and I started to say, why are they putting God into this little bitty box? You know, why are they trying to make it such a production, such a show? And if they spend all of that money and energy into just making God who he truly is, and that's our Lord and Savior, and take him outside where the people really need to see, they really need to see the God. They really need to see who he truly is. People want to connect with someone that's been through the struggle. You riding around in a Lexus, and then it's like you ride right past this man that can't even afford a dollar burger. Then, you know, what God is in that? You know,
brother,
so we need to really just love on God. So take him out of the box. Take him out of because he's too big for that anyway. And then if you're in him and he's in you, that means you're too big for it too.
Ha! Come on
so
now,
everybody
brother.
Need to get out of the box.
I like how you said cameras are flying around. Listen, the revolution will not be televised. I had to say that for Brother Fred Hampton. But anyway, man, thank you for that. That was powerful. God is too big for a box. And if you got him in a box, get him out. And you need to. We was talking before the show, brother. And that's so exciting. Well, why do you celebrate living life? Why aren't you complaining, brother? You have some things you can complain about. Why aren't you mumbling and griping and going around? I mean, because I know you got some things you can gripe about. Why do you celebrate living life, Overseer?
Why do I celebrate life? Because God has just been too good to me. You know, it's like last year in October, I was diagnosed with blood clots in my lungs. You know, that almost made me, you know, normal people would say, you know, I'm going to give up, I'm going to give in. And then three months later, I got diagnosed with an infected liver. You know, it's like that's on top of the blood clot. And then they came and said that, you know, they thought they saw cancer, but then they come out, they didn't see cancer. But then 3 months after then, they said, oh, I found cancer in you. And then they said that, you know, and then 3 weeks after that, they said that my cancer has spread. But, you know, I'm here to tell you now that all of this should have made me humble. But, you know, I can still see God in the work in this. So if he's working in me, and that I see that he's still blessing me to see another day, another 10, because he said that I come to give life and give it more abundantly. So that means that if he came to give life, that means that we should celebrate. We should first celebrate him, because he is the giver of life.
Yes, sir. My God.
So,
brother,
you know, so we
ain't gotta
need
stop.
To just celebrate.
Hey, you ain't gotta stop. Keep on.
You know, so we need to just start to celebrate him. And as we celebrate him, he empowers us to celebrate more of abundantly. You know, because see, that abundance is not talking about your finance. You know, it's talking about your everlasting life. It's talking about the life that you're preparing for, that we should strive for each and every day of our life.
My God, man.
But then we sit around, we grumble, complain about things we don't have. But then if we really look at it, somebody else is going through a worse situation than you are.
Go ahead, man.
So we need to just in tune with God and say, Lord God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this life you're giving me. Thank you, Lord God, because it could be worse.
Well, you know what? That's you know what? So people would say, well, this brother got something to complain about, and he's not complaining. Matter of fact, he's doing the exact opposite. As you were starting to say, how do you personally go about living and celebrating life? How do you personally go about it?
You give your all to God, because it's all His anyway. I mean, you got to just deny self. You got to deny self, because self gets in the way. That's what stops us from really celebrating life, because we get that me, my syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Let me walk that
so
back
when
a
we
minute.
Need to,
let me walk that back a minute. When you say self, you're saying we get in our own way being personally consumed with just us or everything going wrong?
Everything going on with you is, okay, my rent due, my life due, you start to complain about things, so that means you become self-centered. Mm. You start to worry about you. And if God said that I will be with you until the end, then why are you so concerned about that with what's going on with you? Because then you start to put yourself in the place of God. You start to put your circumstance in the place of God.
So
we need to just rewind that. And start to say, God, it's you. This is your money. This is your house. This is your car. This is all belong to you. So why I'm griping about something that they don't belong to me anyway?
Just give it all to God.
Just give it to Him. Just let go. And then that's a process. See, it ain't gonna happen just like that. Just
well, you know what?
You gotta try yourself.
You know what? You hit it right on the head when you said the process of letting go. Because we hear so many people say let go and let God. But here you giving us the process.
Yes, it's a process. It's all a process, and it starts with you start to train yourself and tell yourself that it's not mine. This is God. I'm His child, and He said that He would never leave me or forsake me. So you start to remind Him of His word that He would never leave you or forsake you. And then if you really think about it, you think back when your rent was due. And then you needed $100 more, and somewhere out of the blue, somebody came and paid you the $50 that they owe you. And then somebody else came and said, you know what, it sowed a seed into your life. Or you went through your Bible and you happened to find a $20 bill there that you had hid from yourself. Or you go in your pants and that was a $50 right there. There's, you got all the money that you need. God is there. We just got to see it for what it is. That God is, that He's the one that, okay, He's the one that's, okay, here you go. My child, I said, I got you. All you got to do is trust me. So it's a process. You start to train yourself. And the more you let go of yourself, the more you take in on Him.
Man, that's powerful. So celebrating, you ain't talking necessarily about a party every day.
No.
You're talking about a party with Jesus. You ain't talking about a pity party. Wait, you talking about a pity party.
No. You're talking about a rejoicing party. Because every time you think about what God has done, you should get a big smile on your face. Every time you think about what He brought you through, you should get another pep in your step, you should be bouncing off the wall by now.
My God, man. Brother, you're talking some good stuff. Listen, we got to take a commercial break. We're going to be gone for just a minute so we can pay some bills. That's what we want to do. And we'll be right back with myself and Overseer Terry Oliver in Lion's Den. Y'all hold on. We'll be right back.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Win, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Win to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through sound bites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on Win, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
All right, right. We are back. I'm Apostle John L. Salvin, the strength from the lion's den. We are powered by We Inspire Network Radio. I'm partnering with a good team of people at We Inspire Network, and they just want us to win. Listen, I want to thank everyone who's tuned in here tonight. I appreciate you. You're the reason why we're here, and we're having a great time tonight. I'm talking to Overseer Terry Oliver inside the lion's den. Let's talk about celebrating life. This brother giving us more than an earful. Overseer, are you still here?
I'm still here.
Well, listen, I want to continue on asking you these questions that you are really exciting and motivating the people of God. Listen, I want to know, if you had to give an acronym to life, L-I-F-E, what would it be?
Well, you know, I would start with L.
Okay.
L is the light, in which Christ is our light, or you can use it for living.
Okay.
And then I would be the increase. It could be the increase.
Mm-hmm.
It can be just what's another way to put it?
Mr. God, give the increase. That's it. You know, because I guess increase is progressive. That means we're moving forward. We're moving up. We're not going backwards. I even like the first one. It could be light or living, because God, Jesus is the light of our lives, and we're living.
Yes.
Man, go ahead. You keep on. Don't let me do it. You do it. That's it, though.
And then elf is something that's so simple. It's just a little four-letter word. Free.
Woo.
Free from bondage. Free from, free from captivity. Free from being bound down to the point where you want to give up. Be free. And then the way that you be free is that you got to give it to God. Give it to God.
Go ahead. That's powerful. Free.
And then E is for the everlasting. See, we want the everlasting life. We want the eternal life. So it could be everlasting. It could be eternal.
Man, that's some good stuff.
Because we want the eternal life. So we should strive for it. We should just strive for it.
Mm-hmm.
Take on the light.
Mm-hmm.
Accept the increase. Be free. And have that everlasting eternal life.
Man, that's powerful. Listen, let me walk back to that free. Now, I ain't talking about free government cheese. I'm talking about...
No. That's a good stuff.
A lot of people struggle with being free, you know. And I think sometimes free get misrepresented, because a lot of people in life are entangled up. I'm kind of dabbing into some other stuff I want to ask you, but a lot of people are entangled up into things, and they can't find freedom. They can't find that place where they can just exhale. You know what I mean?
And I understand what you're saying, because I've been that way, where I was bound down from my sins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you weighed it down so much. And then people remind you so much. See, some people won't let you be free. Sometimes you got to cut people loose that won't let you be free from your past life.
Wow.
They quit to remind you that your past, they so quick to remind you what you used to do, that when you bring up what they used to do, they get offended. They get offended. But see, if they so worried about what you did, but then every time they know that they remind you what you did, say, but God went to the cross. But God made me free. But God don't hold none of that over my head. See, sometimes we allow people to speak stuff over our life. Well, we need to remind them that who we serve. We serve a forgiving God, a loving God, a just God, a God that laid down his very life for you.
Man, that's powerful.
You can be free.
Brother, that's powerful, because when you talked about people reminding you of what you used to do, I remember my used to. I used to, before I became a lion and got into the lion's den, I used to run with a wolf pack. And we used to be wolves, and we did what wolves do. And you would see people, and they said, you remember when you used to do this and you used to do that? And it bothered me for a while, but then God spoke to me and said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things have passed away. I'm not an ex anything. I'm not a farmer, nothing. I don't claim that X. I'm a new creature. If I'm a new creature, that means I never existed before. But brother, you just touching on some stuff that really, really appertains to my life. Listen, I don't want to keep bogging down. I want to keep going. What experiences growing up helped to shape your attitude toward life, and did it change for you when you became an adult? You know, what anything experiences help shape your attitude about life? You know, good, bad, or ugly, or indifferent?
Well, the thing to me that I think a lot about when it comes to my younger years, mm-hmm. I still remember my grandfather and my grandmother, they kept me in church.
Okay.
You know, it's like, but my grandmother was an usher, and my grandfather was a deacon.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then it's like, so every time them doors opened, we had church. You know, well, it was even church in the living room. See, a lot of people don't know about that church in the living room. You know, when you got people coming over to your house in the middle of the week, and they come in for a prayer service, and you got all these strange people, you're like, okay, who are you? Who are you? And you looking mm-hmm. around, and you seeing people shouting and being delivered right there in the living room. They ain't in no fancy building. See, that's where it goes back to taking God out of the box.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was just the lifestyle that I remember, that there was some, you know, it's like those old hymns that brought back joy. You know, mm-hmm. it's like sometimes we got to find the old hymns, them songs that would take us to where we need to be. Not those feel-good songs, but them songs that remind you that, hey, I've been through the storm, but God just brought me out of the storm.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of any right now, like something like I Need Thee? Maybe that one.
I Need Thee. I mm-hmm. woke up this morning with Jesus on my. I woke up this morning with God on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So many.
A thin line between love and hate. Wait, that ain't no gospel song.
No.
But brother, I know exactly what you mean.
You know, something like the Monte Carlo joy, just heavy load. Heavy load. You know, the Canton spirituals, you know, Jesus on the main line. You know, stuff like that. You know, even Swing Low Sweet Charity. You know, but those are songs that brought us over. You know, it's like, you know, I've been to, you know, that's something to remind you. I've been to I saw the mountaintop. I went to the mountaintop. But Lord God, you brought me over it.
Well, you know what? One of my brothers said, they told him he could cross over, but don't bring that cross over. Well, you know what? When we cross over, we're going to bring our cross over with us, you know.
I know a song like Jordan River, I'm bound to cross. You know, songs like that.
Brother, whoa, you going back into the Sam Cooke era. Hey, listen, let me, you know, sometimes I have to ask questions, but sometimes I don't have people that will answer the question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
See, brother, I can handle the truth, and I know you're going to bring the truth, you know. Listen,
yes.
Overseer, why do you feel people are not celebrating life? Is it some outward circumstance or situations that bring them down? Or do you see it as a personal choice not to get up and rejoice?
Well, what it is, it goes back to being self-centered. They can't celebrate life because they're so caught up in their own life.
Mm-hmm.
And as the words say, that you know, that there's going to be some people that value their life so much that they lose their life that they're trying to save.
So if
you're valuing your life so much that you're trying to protect your own life, that God said that he got you, that he will fight your every battle, that victory is already yours, then that means that you're placing your life higher than you're placing him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a just jealous God, that he said no other gods before me. That means that you can make your life your God. You can make your car your God. Because some people are so worried about their automobile that they can't even go to church on Sunday. Or they can't even spend time with God. So they putting everything before God. They making all of these little gods. Because that it with the little G. They
yes,
making
sir.
Everything that, you know, some are even making their children their God.
Mm-hmm.
Some are making their spouse their God. So if you're making all of that sitting there, that means that you're putting everything. You're not living a prosperous life, because a prosperous life is a life that you're gaining ground, that you're gaining ground of eternal life. See, you're worried about this little life here, this passing through. But you need to be concerned about your everlasting life, the life, your eternal life. Because I want to see Jesus.
That's
so, if, I mean, if I want to see Jesus, I got to come out of this carnal body.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I
got to take
on my new body, my spiritual body.
Brother, talk about it. You hit it on the head when you talked about worshiping idols and things. I remember I used to be at the car wash tabernacle with the brothers on Sundays, you know, the car wash tabernacle, cleaning them rims, bumping that music and, you know, having service at the car wash, but it wasn't really about Jesus. But then when I wrecked that car, then I'm like, where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? You know, like that man said, once in love gone, you can't fall in love and set your treasures on these things on this earth. But you said something earlier, I'm going to walk back. You said about giving your life to Jesus. You're going to lose, and you know, life is so hard, you got to die to get out of it. So you know you're going to die.
Yes.
You're going to lose this life. And, you know, God once told me, he said, why not give up something that you're going to lose in exchange for something that you will never lose? And that's what you've been talking about, eternal life. It's yours. Once you give God your life, he takes your life and gives you his life, that eternal life. Just like you was talking about in the acronym, you said, what was that, the L? It was, what was it? You said living.
It was light.
Light
living.
And living.
Mm-hmm. Yes, life and living. The light. Mm. He is the light. Mm.
And if we see the light, we won't walk in darkness.
You better say that.
So basically what you're saying, the outward circumstances, the situations, those things will bring us down. But at the same time, we're making a personal choice not to celebrate the life we've been given.
Yes. See, it's a personal. See, this is what you got to make personal. You got to make it personal with God.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to get personal. See,
it's got to be about my mama, my sister, my brother. You mean?
No. It got to be about Christ. Because, see, mama can't save your life and your eternal life. Daddy can't save your eternal life. No matter how much they pray for you, they can't save it. They can't go to the cross for your sins.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go to the cross for your sins. Only one that went. You know, we celebrate Christ. You know, we celebrate him on December the 25th. A lot of us do. I'm just going to go ahead and keep it real. That's the only time we pick up Jesus. That's the only time we talk about Jesus around that time. Some of us only talk about him around Resurrection Sunday or Easter.
Uh-huh.
But see, if you truly celebrating Christ, you're every day,
mm-hmm.
and you're celebrating him 365 days a year. You're celebrating him from the sun up to the sun going down every day. You celebrate he lived, he died.
Powerful,
so that you
man.
Can have eternal life.
Man of God is so powerful. Brother, we're going to come right back. We got to take a break. I thank my listeners for being here in the studio. Listen, while we're on break, Overseer, I'm going to check to see if we have any questions from some of our listeners. And then when we come back, I'll ask you them if we have any. Y'all hold on. We will be right back.
Hello. My name is Minister Lloyd Bell Jr., CEO of We Inspire Network Radio.
God bless you, and I am Minister Annie Bell, the COO of We Inspire Network Radio. We had you, our listeners, in mind when we created We Inspire Network Radio, or as we like to call it, WIN Radio.
We incorporated your thoughts and opinions to ensure that our programming will embody true inspiration.
And we will continue to bring relevant and heartfelt shows that cater to the needs and wants of our growing listener base.
Please, subscribe to our network so that you can stay connected.
Join us here every week,
where together, through God, we win.
Amen. And we are back. This is Apostle John L. Solomon in the Lion's Den. You're tuned in to Strength from the Lion's Den. We are powered by We Inspire Network Radio. I'm partnered with some good people at Win Network that want us to just win. Want to thank everyone who tuned in tonight. I want to thank the man who cursed me out during the break. I ran into somebody during the break as I was asking my listeners. I thank you for the gentleman who said he wouldn't miss it for the world. But then there was another man overseer. He felt like he needed to curse at me. So, you know what? We praise God for him anyway. But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about celebrating living life, because everybody is not celebrating living life. So you're going to run into stuff like that, you know. But you know, nevertheless, go ahead, man. You said something. Brother Oliver?
I was just saying, you know, oh my God, you know, that there are people, but see, everybody can't go on this ride with you.
That's right.
See, we can't take everybody on this journey with us, because everybody ain't prepared, everybody is not prayed up, and everybody's not truly loving God. So, yes, we got to pray for the ones that persecute against us.
That's it, man.
Because that's just your motivator making you strive
for
the Lord.
Come on now. Come on, that's motivation. I'm just going to take it and turn it into fuel to keep on going, brother. Speaking of keeping on going, have you ever been in a place where you found yourself, you know, as many people have, not feeling like life should be celebrated, but rather wanting it to end? You want it to be over, you know, just stop the train, let me off, you know? You ever dealt with that or been in that place?
Yes, I've been in that place when my kid's mother, me and her divorce, I wanted to end my life. Mm-hmm. I wanted to just end it because I was like, what's the use? Nobody loves me. Nobody cares for me. Mm-hmm. But see, that was before I really knew who Jesus was. That was before I had a relationship with him. Yeah, I've been there. I've been to that dark place where I thought about driving my truck off into a ravine or something. You know, so we got to tell on ourselves. Yeah, I thought about what would it be like. But then it was God. But then the more I learned about God, the more I accepted him into my life, the more I want to live.
That's it, man. You know what? And I can concur with that, because if we all, like you said, if we would tell on ourselves, if we all would be honest, we could say we all have been to that place where, hey, you know what? Enough is enough. You know, I'm a lion today, but I ain't always been a lion. It's been sometimes I've been a kitty cat, you know, and it just wasn't as strong, you know, if we all would admit it. But, you know, Jesus came and got me. He came and, you know, when that song said Jesus can reach way down. My God, sometimes we don't know the depths that he can reach until you've been there. So that's why I scoff at people who judge other people, because you don't know the darkness and the depths that they're in. And Jesus has, only Jesus can go and get some people, you know. And I'm glad he came and got me, as well as you, brother. I'm glad he came and got us.
Oh, yes. So, you know, So no matter what valley you're in right now or what storm you're going through, I'm here to tell whomever, it ain't going to last always. Because God already said that you got the victory. God already said you got the victory. So look to the victory rather than the storm you're in. Look to that light. That it may be just a little blink of light way off in the distance. Just focus on that light. And the more you strive, the more you step Christ, the bigger that light going to get. So that is joy. That is a thing to rejoice for, and that's that we have the victory.
Mm-hmm. That's it. We have the victory. But obviously, so many people feel like they're defeated. They feel hopeless. Are they putting their trust in man and other things, you think?
Well, it's partly because they're putting their trust in man, or rather than what they think can get them through. And we all have been there from time to time when, you know, we say that, no, if I don't go out there and work, it ain't going to get done. But then we forget about God in there. If God didn't bless you with that job, or he didn't bless you with the strength to go to work, you wouldn't be able to make it. So he's in here, whether we recognize him or not. But we need to recognize him so that he can bless us more than abundantly.
You know what? That's what I've always said, and that's always been my mindset when it came to people putting their trust in things, especially jobs, which we, you know, that's my livelihood. I got to work. But if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have the job. If it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have the health and strength, you know, to work them jobs, you know. So your trust, the job is a resource. God is the ultimate source.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Look at the disciples. Look at the disciples. They had businesses. A lot of them had businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They could. But God say, walk with me. Walk with me. And they, you know, it's like they every need they needed was met. And that's what God is telling a lot of us. Walk with me. Walk with me. Take this journey with me.
Yes,
and
sir.
Trust me. And I'll provide everything. Everything will be provided for you. Look at the ones in the wilderness. God provided manna, water, whatever they really truly needed, he provided. And there were some grumbling people.
Yes,
there were some mumbling, grumbling people, and some of us are too. We grumble and mumble by every little thing. I don't have this. I don't have that. The Jones got this. The Smiths got that. Stop worrying about what everybody else got and be thankful for what God then bless you with.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being ungrateful saint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ungrateful saint. You know what? That's powerful
because
what you saying.
I can tell you something about that, my brother. Because
well,
you know, I haven't worked since October. I haven't worked since October. God
uh-huh.
met every one of my needs.
Mm-hmm.
I never went hungry. During these last 9 to 10 months, I had my medicine. God made a way for my medicine to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I never ran out even medicine. I never had to worry about a roof over my head because God provided that too.
Yes, sir. Well, you know where...
you know, transportation, he provides.
Go ahead, man. Obviously, what happens when we get in tough situations, we forget that we call him El Shaddai. We forget Jehovah Jireh. We forget all those things that we proclaim when we're on top. You know, and then that's what I always say. Calling Jehovah Jireh and El Shaddai and singing songs and proclaiming the victory is not so much when we're on top that we do it, but when we're on the bottom, when we're going through the rough places of life. That's when we have to recall how good he is.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen,
let
me go, brother. Go ahead, preach.
I'm just telling on Jesus. I'm just telling on how he have blessed me. And I know if he done it for me, you know, you might say, oh, he did it for you. But let me tell you something. If he did it for me, he could do it for you. Because see, long before it was a Terry, long before it was a John, you know, that was some disciples that walked with Jesus. That was some people that was in the Bible. That was, you know, Elijah. You know, that was Abraham. That was Lot. He did for them too.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
don't you think that same God that was then is still now that he can bless you too?
You know what I always say? He's a personal God, but he's not a secret God. We don't keep him a secret. You know, he's personal. You know, when it comes to me and him, he's personal, but he's not secret. He don't want to be kept in secrecy. He want people to tell. He wants you to tell others about him and what he's done for you. You know, but it sounds like I can't tell it. You can't tell it like I can't. Like I can tell it what he's done for me. Overseer. Go ahead. I feel you, man. Go ahead. Speak on.
You can't, you know, it's like you don't know my story. Just like I don't know your story. I don't know what you done went through. But see, God showed me what he can do for you. See, that's what it is. It's not what you've been through. Stop, forget about what you've been through for a moment. Think about what God could have done. Think about what God have done. Think about what God is about to do. See, sometimes we got to look to what we got to speak some things into existence. You know, Lord God, I don't have $1 million, but Lord God, I know you can bless me with $1 million. Lord God, I don't have a fur coat right now, but Lord God, if it's your desire for me to have that fur coat, Lord God, you're gonna bless me with that fur coat. Lord God, I may not be healed right now in the natural, but Lord God, I know that you can heal me. And something you got to speak into of your life.
Just speaking what God says. I'm a big proponent of that, saying what God says versus what we see. You know, and I think that's what gets us when we start walking by what sight and not by faith. When it should be walking by faith and not by sight. You know, that's it.
Yes.
Seeing what God wants us to see, seeing Him.
Amen. And you got to remind yourself every day to celebrate life. Every day God opened up your eyes. There's one more miracle.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're looking at the little bit of the miracles. Oh, you know, it's like, oh, you know, I've been praying to God. You worrying about things. God bless you to wake up for your eyes open. That's a miracle. God gave you a voice. That's a miracle. God gave you the strength to lift up your hands and praise Him, that's a miracle. God gave you legs to walk, that's a miracle. Because there are some people that didn't wake up today. There are some people that can't talk today. There are some people that can't see today. So rejoice in the little things and see what He's doing in the bigger things in your life.
That's it. Overseer, how do you deal with yourself when you feel not at your best? You know, you share with us a testimony of some things you went through. How do you deal with yourself when you know, it ain't something for when it's on the inside and it comes to where you're down? Do you justify your attitude and say, you know what, I got a right to be down. I got to feel, I can feel like this because I want to. Or do you process into another more appropriate state of being?
I have my moments where sometimes I feel like I don't even feel like getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
But then the more I lay there, the more I think about Christ. See, that's why you got to put Christ on your mind from the time your eyes open until the time you close your eyes at night. See, and that's a process. It goes back to the process. Is that you're not going to feel your best every day. You're not everything going to go your way every day. But see, if you wake up in your mind, your first thought is Christ. Lord God, I thank you for blessing me to see another day. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for giving me life, health, and strength on this day. Lord God, you got to speak life into your day. Lord God, things may not go my way today, but Lord God, Lord, they go your way today. That's the only thing that matters. You got to transform. You know, I transform your thinking, transform your thoughts. You got to transform. That's why I say it's got to be personal. You got to make this walk personal. Because everything is going to be given to you. You got to work for some things and work by that. Work, you know, and work is having that faith. You got to work that faith with Christ.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's powerful. That's a powerful self-talk, encouraging yourself in the Lord. What about when other people, you remember in The Wiz, when the witch said, don't nobody bring me no bad news. Well, what about when other folks come bringing you bad news, you know? you got people, bad news Bob and bad news Betty. You know, excuse me, Bob and Betty.
There are going to be people that are going to try you because they don't believe what you believe. They don't have the faith that you have. There's going to be people that say things that's encouraging. Just like when I talk to someone, then first thing out of their mouth is, how long they giving you to live, rather than saying, can I pray with you, my brother? I mean, that could be a dapper in my spirit right there.
That's
so
crazy.
You know, are you telling them about things, and they first thing they ask you is, what did you do wrong? What did you, what you need to repent for?
Ooh.
But then they forgetting about Job.
That's right. Job was righteous.
They forgetting about Job and his friends.
Uh-huh.
They forgetting about that, you know, that they done did something that, because see, let me go back. Let me take you a step back. The wages of sin is death, right? So we all have sinned and fallen short. So all of us deserve to die by the word of God.
By the word,
God spared us.
Yes.
God spared you. He gave you grace and mercy. He gave you a stay of execution.
My God.
So if he gave you a stay of execution, he spared your life. That means that you owe him everything.
Brother, you're giving us something to eat on and to think about. Listen, we're going to take our last break of the night, and we're going to come back. And I hate to wrap it up, but we're going to wrap this thing up. Y'all stay with us. We're going to be gone for a minute. We will be right back after this advertisement.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Wynn, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Wynn to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through sound bites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on Wynn, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
All right.
That's right, that's right. Put those hands together all over this place. We come to praise him, we come to praise him, and lift him up because he's one.
That's right, you're inside the Lion's Den with Apostle John L. Solomon. Listen, we're powered by We Inspire Network Radio. My guest tonight is Overseer Terry Oliver. Brother, we thank you. You have brought the power tonight. My God.
All honor goes to God. All honor goes to God. I don't want to take nothing away from God. And we got to get more Jesus inside of us. We got to make it so there's no room for any evil or anything to live inside but goodness. We got to get to that point.
You know, we do, because the scripture where Jesus said, the wicked one comes and he has nothing in me. And you know what? And I always say that's what I want to get. So when the devil comes, they can't reach inside of me and grab this. They can't reach inside of me and grab some hate. Reach inside and grab jealousy. Reach inside and grab larceny. I don't want that stuff in me. And that's what I thank God for, daily dying and Christ being formed in us. You know, that's it right there. Listen, Overseer, we almost at the end of our show, but what should people do when they find themselves at the end of their rope and feeling that family, friends, or even God has turned his back on them? What should they do? What should they do to recover, to bounce back?
As that's a wonderful question, but they gotta find the Jesus that's inside of them, and if they ever was a believer in Christ, they got to go stronger. And even if you have doubt, you got to put all that doubt to the side, and you got to think about the goodness. You got to find, and you got to encourage others to think about the goodness, because God has been there all the time. And a lot of people don't want to be hit side to head with no Bible. They want you to show them that I was in your shoes. They want to know that you went through it and how you got out. Sometimes you got to get in the trenches with them. You got to get in the trenches with them and show them it's a way out.
Well, you know what? That's what a lot of people are missing today. Someone who will get in the trenches with you. You know, people will talk to you from the top, but very seldom do we have people who will reach down and get in there with us for a minute. You know, that says something, brother. That says something right there. People who will get down in the trenches with us, that means a whole lot.
Yes, you got to be willing to get. It's like Jesus was a servant, and that's what a lot of ministers and pastors, they forget that Christ was a servant also. And that's what we're called, to serve to the people. Not to serve, but to...
Wait, brother, serve? I'm called... They supposed to serve? Wait a minute. And I'm serving when I'm driving my Bentley.
That ain't serving.
I'm serving, you know, I like suits, but ain't I'm serving when I'm wearing my three-piece suit, you know? That ain't, come on. You know, I'm being jovial, but
yeah.
we've lost the focus of being servants for God. You're so right in that.
Yes, it's like you gotta be willing to get dirty. You know, it's like you gotta, you know, forget about your $200 hairdo. You gotta forget about your Louis Vuitton or your Gators. You know, you gotta forget about that and think about Christ, because it belongs to Christ in him. You got to get down with the people. If you got to pray, you know, come pray with me. And if we wallow on the floor and being purged by God, then so be it. You know what I'm saying? If we got to be willing to get on our knees and don't get up and to God says it's time to get up. We got to be, it's wartime. It ain't playtime is no more. Recess is over. It's time out to stop playing pitter-pat and to get real with Christ. We got to pray more. We got to fast more. We got to do what it is it takes pleasing into God's sight.
Well, what you're mentioning there is called revival. You know, that's what you're talking about.
It started with us, right?
That's it. You're talking about revival. That's it. Us getting down and believing God for a change first in the messenger. So that the message can
yes.
be clear, pure, and filled with power. Because if the message
yes.
don't reach you, the messenger, it ain't gonna reach the people who the message for, you know?
Yes. So we gotta be willing to get revived, renewed, refreshed.
Okay.
Because it's wartime. We've been playing the same old war tune over and over again. Cut off Rocky. And put on some, and put on, you know, go back in time, put on some James Cleveland.
And go to war.
And don't be afraid to lose your life, because if you lose it for God, you're going to gain eternal life.
Well, you know what? That's what celebrating living life is all about. For God I live, and for God I die. And that's just not in a cliché-ish form. That has to become real to the people that has to become real to the leaders, to the pews, to the greeters, the ushers. For God I live and for God I die has to become real, because sometimes we look at for God I live and for God I die, meaning that, okay, I'm going to die my last breath. But sometimes for God I live and for God I die, meaning, okay, you're not going to eat dinner tonight. You're going to fast for that family down the street who don't have a meal. And then,
yes.
when you run into that family that don't have a meal, you're gonna give them a meal. That's laying down your life when you want to go do
yes.
something. But there are some people, like you said, who need you to get down in the floor, get down in the trenches with them. And that's real ministry, as the Bible said. Good religion, taking care of the widows and the orphans, looking out for the fatherless, you know, the friendless, the hopeless, reaching those people that are lost. Man, you got me preaching. I'm interviewing you. You got me preaching now, brother. I stepped into the minister and started, you know. But that's what it's all about, man. You really hitting on some good points that we need to be mindful of. Not our material possessions, not our physical jobs, not even our loved ones. But God has to become first again. Where we're seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. But brother, you put that down. Exact and right. Overseer, as we get ready to close tonight, if you would just do me a favor, there's somebody out there who may be on the verge of suicide. There may be somebody who have already to throw their life away because of a little piece of paper called a bill that came into the mail. It's just a piece of paper. Or because somebody said some words that have crushed them. If you could just take a few minutes and just share some words of wisdom, inspiration, and just minister somebody who's in that situation and may be frustrated and not celebrating the life they have right now.
The first thing I want to say is God loves you. our Lord and Savior loves you. He loved you so much that he died for you and took on the sins. You're not alone. And I'm here to be a beacon of light. If I can help you financially, I'm willing to help you pray by praying, by studying the word, by fasting with you if that's what it needs. There's someone that loves you enough. So let's celebrate Jesus, because God brought you through the storm in your life. Before, he can turn some things around, but he wants you to just love on him enough to have enough trust in him so that he can manifest some things in your life. Because you could be, you read down the verge of your breakthrough, and you don't even recognize it. So just look to the hills. Look to Christ and say, Lord God, here I am. You said that you remind him of his word. Lord, you said you'll never leave me, you'll never forsake me. And Lord God, I'm putting my trust in you. I'm putting all of my trust in you, Lord God. So Lord God, I need you to do this for me because you love me and I love you. And see what he do. Try him. Just try him. That's the only thing I'm asking you and pleading to do. Try him. Try him. And he will not fail you.
My God.
He will not fail you.
Amen, brother. Well, brother, I just thank God for you. You have you've been more than a blessing tonight in here with us. Brother, you got the lions roaring. You got the people stirred up, ready to go to work, man. Not work in their field, but work in God's vineyard. You know, and that's what we need. Obviously, Oliver, we thank you for your transparency tonight and just sharing some of your trials and tribulations, but still continuing to celebrate living life. Now, you got something going on. When?
On my birthday, the 22nd of July, I'm celebrating Christ, and I want you to – I'm inviting everybody to come celebrate with me. Come celebrate Christ with me. Come celebrate life with me on July the 22nd. It's starting about 2:30 in the evening, and we're going to go and to God say it's time to go, and we're going to break bread with you. We're going to pray with you. We're going to praise God with you. We're going to give you encouraging words.
Mm-hmm.
So let's celebrate Christ. Put on your boxing glove. Go. We're going to box Satan. We're going to knock him out. It's going to be Gates of Prayer. In Macon, Georgia, Gates of Prayer, Tabernacle in Macon, Georgia. It's on Karma Place.
All right, brother. Hey, my listeners, you heard that. We're going to be celebrating life on July the 22nd, so you don't want to miss it. Listen, I'm Apostle John L. Solomon. You've been tuned in to Strength from the Lion's Den. I'm so excited about you and all that God is doing in our lives. Listen, if you want to come and join me, I'm going to be teaching the School of Ministry, the Spiritual Laws of Attraction at the House of David on 3475 Jeffersonville Road in Macon, Georgia, this Saturday, starting at 10:30. I ain't going to keep you there all day. You're going to be out of there. Just going to give you that lesson. We're going to go home. But I want you to be blessed. I want you to come out and be a part of it. Listen, so much is going on today. We want you to be uplifted. We want you to be encouraged. We want you to be empowered and as well as strengthened. Strength from the Lion's Den, Apostle John L. Solomon. Thank you for being here tonight. We will see you next Wednesday at the same time. And listen, we're going to go out celebrating. I'll see you next week.
That's right, that's right. Put those hands together all over this place.